content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Marie Early and Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, and Mo Brossette is back. This guy, I love him. He's got such great content and energy when he's in the studio as well. So does Annette Baker and Marianne Laco with the soft A. I got it. But they're the founders of Nature's Plate, a Dallas-based store that sells plant-based meals to go. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of great conversation here about plant-based foods, vegan, you know, being an omnivore, all those things that people are really interested in. They really are. So it's good to have you in studio again.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, and you brought some veggie burgers, too.
We did. They're new. They're our number 29 burgers because it took us 99 recipe tests to get them the way that we wanted them. But yeah, we're really happy with them.
Okay, throw me one of those boys over here. Or throw me the box.
Okay. I look really good.
Well,
the actual burgers.
They look really good.
Yeah. No, they do, and they smell really good. The number 29 burgers. Well, you know, I eat a lot of veggie burgers. So, I mean, I haven't eaten a regular burger. I don't know the last time I ate like a real hamburger. It might be 20 years.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so, all right, I'm going to take a bite. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
There's cheese over there. There's sour cream. What else is over there?
And ranch dressing.
A vegan ranch.
Yep. Yeah. So we're really happy with those, too. They're all clean ingredients, cashew-based.
Mo, I'm going to throw one over for you.
Yeah, let's go.
Stuff that you can recognize.
You don't have anything to drink, though, do you?
I'm solid.
These are
so
good. They really are. I can only imagine them with mustard and pickles and ketchup and lettuce and tomato.
And warmed up, not just
cold
out of
the
container.
Well, you know, that's a true taste of a true test of a food. If you can eat it cold and it tastes good, you know it's good.
Yes, absolutely. And those, one of the things we're most proud of is they will hold together in a bun or on the grill. And they've also got a really good list of ingredients. They're minimally processed, unprocessed ingredients like brown rice and oats and beets and lentils and tempeh, which is just fermented soybean.
Well, yeah, before we went live, we were talking about the popularity of the Impossible Burger and the Beyond Meat Burger. So let's talk about the differences.
Sure. So those, I mean, they're great in their own way, but what we wanted to do was because we do whole food, plant-based, we wanted to do a whole food burger that also held up to the taste test and the texture test. So generally, veggie burgers can be a little mushy and not have great texture.
They're excellent. They really are.
I'm getting the
aftertaste now. And they're really, really good.
Awesome. And so we did go through a lot of taste testing and a lot of different combinations of those basic ingredients, being different kinds of beans and grains, and trying to get a texture that would hold up. But then we worked on the flavor after that, like a combination of things that would get us to a burger that also tasted good. But it also it's got 220 calories in the patty with 14 grams of protein. So that's also a testament to the fact that you can get a good amount of protein from whole foods. You don't have to have the protein isolates and concentrates that are in those other like processed burgers.
Yeah.
These are healthier. They've also got all of the fiber and the nutrients from those whole foods. So that's really the difference.
Oh, it's a huge difference too. And when you're talking, really, I mean, so, you know, you have to keep yourself well. Case in point, you know, I've been a little green around the gills. I don't want to get into that conversation right now, but I wasn't taking care of myself and I had too much stress and I wasn't paying attention to it. And it kicked my, you know what. And so, you know, you really do have to be very cognizant and aware of what you put in your body on a daily basis.
Yes. And especially if you're stressed out, then it's even more important, which most of us are most of the time. So if you can eat well, it helps, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Marie brought up a great point before we went live, too. She was talking about, she asked me, do I know the difference between plant-based and vegan? And I was like, I think I do, but maybe I don't. What's the difference? So I'm going to let you guys answer the question.
So we, the plant-based and vegan, they do intersect. They're not mutually exclusive. And what Annette and I, we are both. We consider ourselves both. Plant-based tends to be more focused on the nutrition aspect and eating the plant-based whole food. It's a diet, where vegan is a lifestyle. So mm-hmm. vegan is you are trying in every way that you possibly can to not use anything that animals were harmed in the process of making it.
Right. So, but there's a big but there, isn't there? Okay, so I'm going to interject for just a second because this is comical. The first vegan I ever met lived on basically Oreos and potato chips.
Yes.
French fries.
Yeah, so you can absolutely be vegan and eat, be as vegan as you can possibly be and be eating an unhealthy diet. There's no question. And a lot of people who are vegan for ethical reasons or for environmental reasons, they don't care. They're fine with that. And that's, you know, that's great, but that's not a healthy way to eat, and that's not what Annette and I are trying to educate people about and trying to supply for people.
Well, yeah, because and vegans also, you know, unfortunately gotten this negative connotation attached to it that, I'm a vegan, you know, I'm smarter than you, I'm better than you.
Which, honestly,
you know,
I don't understand, because Annette and I come into contact with a lot of people who eat plant-based solely for nutrition and people who mm-hmm. are vegan solely for ethical reasons,
right.
And they're all wonderful people.
Yeah.
Their hearts are all in the right place.
They are. They absolutely are.
So we just try, like I said, we try to be inclusive. We want everybody to be able to enjoy good food and healthy food and food that's good for the environment and the planet too.
Well, and there's a good and a bad way to do everything, right? And
yes.
So, case in point, so a lot of vegans do eat processed foods, but a lot of vegans plant-based foods is really the optimal vegan diet, where it's plant-based and not a bunch of processed foods.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, I think it's important for all of us to eat a lot of plants, regardless of whether we eat all plant-based or not. And it's also important for all of us to not eat processed food, regardless of what else we choose to eat.
Yeah. So. No, I found some contraband in my house a couple of days ago.
Contraband.
That's what I call it. It was some Flaming Hot Cheetos. And
that is definitely.
And I about lost my,
But
know
they're
what?
Vegan, right?
Yeah, but they're vegan, right? Yeah, and it had maltodextrin and MSG and blue lake number 6 and blue or yellow lake number 4 or whatever. All these, I was like, oh my gosh. So I took a picture of it, sent it to the person guilty and said, what are these even doing in the house? Why are you trying to kill me, you know?
I sent my kids a picture once of, they had borrowed my car and there was a Sonic straw wrapper on the front seat. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Yeah. And you know, kids are going to do that. They are.
They are.
Because, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, does it get any better than that? You know?
I have actually never eaten Flamin' Hot Cheetos because those came out after Annette and I had already stopped eating.
Oh, wow.
But we were already vegan, so yeah.
Well,
so
you know what?
I don't know.
I was in Whole Foods yesterday, actually for probably an hour and a half just shopping around, and I found some amazing new products. And one of them was, I can't think of it. I bought the bag. Actually, I bought two bags, and I put them in my little drawer where I keep all my crunchy stuff, you know, and it was fascinating. I wish I could remember. I hate it when I can't remember, but they were made out of something. They look like Cheetos, but they were made out of something that would never be in a Cheeto.
Was it called Lesser Evil?
Yes.
Yes.
What is it?
What is it?
So it's, they're kind of, they have these Paleo Puffs.
There you go. Paleo Puffs.
Me and my wife are both nutritionists as well. She loves those
Paleo
product.
Okay.
Yeah, the company's called Lesser Evil. I can't
Lesser
remember
Evil.
What's in it, but it's non-dairy, and I think it might be vegan. I'm not sure, mm-hmm. but it's so clean, and it tastes just like Cheetos.
What's the main? What are the main ingredients?
Yeah,
we need to look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I think I'm remembering.
Paleo Puffs.
Were they made out of potatoes or something?
Maybe, yes.
Organic potatoes? I don't know. We'll figure it out, and we'll bring a bowl in.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Yeah, those things
but
are really dangerous.
But my point is, the reason I brought it up is because, you know, even if I eat really, really healthy, I still love good quality snacky foods that give me that Cheeto satisfaction, if you will.
Found them.
There you go.
Cassava, I believe, is what they're made
cassava.
Of.
Okay. Well, they made another one that they just, that's one of them, but there was another, a new
this
thing.
This one's no cheese cheesiness.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really good. I've had those, but the ones that I found yesterday at Whole Foods, they're made by the same company, but they have a different name.
Yes.
But I'll figure it out. But we've got an incredible show coming up today. It's so great to have all you guys in studio. We've got Mo Brossette. He is currently the Director of Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. He's going to be talking about why fear is necessary and reframing self-talk to reach your goals. We're going to continue our conversation from last week. And Annette Baker and Marianne Lacco are the founders of Nature's Plate, a Dallas-based restaurant chain that sells plant-based meals to go. We're going to be talking about how to make eating healthy and easier this summer. So stay tuned, everyone. You are listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69.
I'm going to have to get out my air guitar.
I'm playing air drums.
Oh my gosh. This is one of the greatest songs ever made.
Agreed.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Marie Early. We have Mo Brossette in studio with us, and Annette Baker and Marianne Lacco. These girls are the founders of Nature's Plate, a Dallas-based store that sells plant-based meals to go. They have both eaten a plant-based diet for over 15 years and are motivated by the desire to share the benefits of this lifestyle with others. Over the years, they have educated themselves about nutrition and have applied their learnings to the creation of delicious, healthy meals, and both have over 20 years of business experience in the corporate world, but ultimately decided to pursue their passions for plant-based food as entrepreneurs. Love having you girls in studio. Okay, so let's talk about this. How to make eating healthy and make it really super easy this summer, because summertime is busy for everyone. And it really seems like less cooking goes on. I know in my home, for sure, I haven't cooked in days.
Well, I mean, we can definitely help.
But my kids are out of town, so that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah.
So how can families incorporate more of a plant-based diet when they have kids?
So specifically, I mean, we in my house, we do really easy things for my 10-year-old daughter. We do lots of, and this is so easy to do for the whole family. You can do like burritos and tacos, and you can just set out all different fillings and let the kids make them themselves.
Oh,
and
that's
they
a
really
good
like
idea.
That. So different kinds of beans, you can do refried beans, kidney beans, black beans, and then you can set out different veggies, corn, cut up bell peppers, anything like that, and then some dairy-free sour cream, some salsa, and then whole wheat tortillas or corn tortillas. You can make bowls that same way. Those are super easy, no cooking for the most part.
Yeah, and it's I'm having a throwback memory here. I used to make veggie tacos all the time. Yeah. It was like one of our meals in the house, you know, like every couple of weeks. But see, I wasn't completely vegan then, and I'm not completely vegan now. I still eat, you know, a little bit of eggs and fish, sometimes a little bit of dairy. It's really hard for me as an Italian to give up my Parmesan Reggiano. But I know that dairy's bad for you, and it, you know, is just not the best thing for you to eat. But, okay. But so for people out there, this is the point that I think I want to make personally for people, you know, our listeners, is that, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to eat plant-based every single day if you don't want to. That's the way to get in to this movement, if you will. Yeah. It's like having your veggie tacos, but using regular sour cream if you want on top.
Absolutely. It is not an all or nothing thing. Our informal mission is to help people eat more plants, and that is absolutely why we do what we do. only plants have fiber. Like out of everything that we can possibly eat, we can only get fiber from plants. There are also a lot of nutrients that we need to get from plants that fight disease and keep us healthy. And that doesn't mean that you can never eat animal products.
Yeah.
We choose not to and definitely believe that the healthiest thing is to eat whole plant foods all the time, but it is healthier just to get the nutrients and the fiber and get the vegetables in your kids, whether it's in a taco or in a burrito or, you know, or fresh fruit. Get them to snack on fruit. That's a huge thing.
Fruit is huge. And, and you know, and I personally am not a big fruit eater. I don't know if it's because it wasn't available to me a lot when I was a kid. We always had a lot of salad and pasta.
And that's good too.
You know, but we never had a lot of fruit. Of course, in upstate New York, there's not, you know, there's not a lot of summer.
Yeah. Yes. You know? No, in Texas, you want it. It's peaches and watermelon and all. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and there's this weird thing where fruit has been demonized because it has, because it's high in sugar.
Right.
But it's all of the studies show that your body metabolizes that sugar completely differently than it does added sugar. So you're getting the natural sugar. You're getting all the fiber with it, all the phytonutrients. Fruit is phenomenal.
Like, it is.
My daughter can eat fruit all day long, and I am super happy about it.
I was reading an article last week about the importance of vitamin C. So many people don't get enough vitamin C now because of what you said. It was that fruit has been demonized because of the sugar. With so many people being on the ketogenic diet, I actually asked Sean Wells last, I guess it was Friday in studio, should you supplement vitamin C if you're on a ketogenic diet? And he said, absolutely, yes.
That just seems crazy since fruit is like our original food. I mean, primates survive on fruit.
Right.
That doesn't, it's a really strange idea, but yes,
well, they
absolutely
do eat some fruit, but it's limited because of the sugar, because you want to stay in ketosis. But you know, and so many people on the ketogenic diet eat way too much dairy. They just eat way
of the fat.
It's like dirty keto. That's what they call it now. They've even given it a name.
I had not heard that, but it makes sense. And there are so many issues with dairy, aside from the fact that it doesn't provide any fiber and a lot of it has so much saturated fat. But that's something that we are really trying to help people with some of the alternatives that we brought today, like the nacho cheese and sour cream and ranch dressing, that it has the texture and flavor of dairy. And especially, I mean, so many people want to put ranch on everything.
Oh,
so
yeah, that would be me. And I've tried all of those.
Give you help.
And you're excellent
for it.
It's excellent. You really don't, you know, your products are so good. So let's talk about, you know, some of the delicious and easy menu items that you guys are actually featuring this summer.
Sure. So the burger patties that we talked about at the beginning of the show, we are making those throughout the summer. You can pre-order them or you can stop in the store and grab them. But they are a veggie burger with texture that holds together and great flavor, and they're made from whole foods, meaning that when you read the ingredient list, you will recognize.
Read it. Where is it?
I've got it here. I'll pass you the lid.
And some of these may not be things that you would keep in your pantry, but they are real food, and I can explain.
Okay, so mushrooms.
Yeah, that.
Okay,
I
mushrooms.
Hope knows.
Culture. Yeah, but mushrooms. You
yes,
know, people. There are some benefits. Some real benefits
absolutely
of eating mushrooms. Okay, so tempeh, cultured soybeans, brown rice. So let's talk about that, because so many people go, "Oh, well, I don't want soy," but this is cultured soy.
It's fermented. Whole soybeans. So it's the whole soybean. Processed soy, you know, there, and this is also organic, non-GMO soy, which makes a difference as well.
Yep.
There are some, soy has also been demonized, much like fruit.
Boobs. You're going to get man boobs if you eat it. That's what people think. They really do. Have you heard that too? Do you avoid soy because you're afraid of getting man boobs over there?
I don't. I avoid soy for other reasons, but I eat tempeh. Yes.
You do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Fermented soy is great.
Yeah.
So soy has been demonized too, but especially fermented soy and organic, non-GMO. It's a great source of protein, and those are whole soybeans that have been fermented. They're very minimally processed. But
And you've got beets in here and lentils. What was I reading about lentils today? That
I love lentils.
Lentils are so good for you, and you get a full amino acid profile, don't you, with lentils?
No, soy does.
Soy does. Okay.
But what Marianne was talking about earlier, and I don't remember if we were on the air or not, is that your body builds the proteins that you need from the amino acids, regardless of whether you take them all in at the same time or not. So the whole, you have to eat all of your whole protein or all of your amino acids at the same time has not held up to research.
Mm-hmm.
or to study, but lentils do have a lot of protein for sure. They also have a lot of fiber. They have iron and other minerals in them as well. So definitely some of the things that people believe are hard to get from plants. Lentils are awesome. They're also pretty neutral in flavor and give it a good texture.
What is it like for you guys when like a newbie comes in? You know, what is that like as a owner?
It can go a couple different ways. I mean, some people are kind of nervous. Like they think that they have to be vegan to come eat our food, which is absolutely not true. Most of our customers aren't vegan. Yeah. We just want to provide healthy food. So that's one of the things that happens. The other is kind of what the discussion we're having here, that they think they're going to see weird ingredients.
Right.
So we kind of have to explain through what the ingredients are, or where do you, you know, does the food have protein? Does that type of thing?
Yeah. So, okay. So I'm just so curious. Exciting. So what's your number one seller, or your top five best sellers?
Top five best sellers. So we make three types of enchiladas. Those are consistently at the top of that list.
They're delicious.
Our classic lasagna. We make marinara from scratch. We make a cheesy pesto sauce from scratch, and it's all in there. That has consistently been a top seller.
Youngest daughter loves your lasagna.
Oh, that's awesome.
And your chickpea spaghetti.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
no, that one sells well too. Definitely. The chocolate mint cookies are a big seller as well.
So they're like a healthy Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah exactly.
Yeah.
Those are gluten-free. They're made, do you want to go over the ingredient list for those?
Well, all of our baked goods are made from whole grain flours and mostly unrefined sugars. The only refined sugar that you'll find in any of our food is in the chocolate chips, because you can't really find good chocolate chips that don't have refined sugar. And even that, it's just cane sugar.
Yeah.
So, we have pretty strict standards across the board. And those don't have added oil either.
Yeah, and you got to have a good cookie once in a while. You got to have a chocolate chip cookie at least once a month, I say.
I think you do, for sure. And then the nacho cheese is a big seller, too.
Yeah.
I was going to go back to the mushrooms and the beets. Like, normally, I probably wouldn't eat those on my own.
Yeah,
but
she's a finicky eater.
But this burger is really good, and it has both of them, so it's a win.
And that's what's awesome, and that works really well for kids, too, where if you just, my daughter's not going to sit down and eat any beets, but if I could get her to eat that burger or get her to eat something else that has beets in it, then she's getting all those wonderful nutrients, because beets are so nutritious.
That's so awesome.
It's so important to eat well, and we're going to continue this conversation of how to make eating healthy and easy this summer as well. Mo Brossette, he is currently the director of Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. We're going to be talking about why fear is necessary. Had a little bit of fear myself the last couple of days, Mo.
We're getting in it. All right, here we go.
Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Thank you very much, Diamond Gray. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies that care about you, truly care about you, that bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shopper. Put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King, or go to their website, sunwarrior.com, and use the code OLR. OLR for 20% off your order. And of course, Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest. Visit them at honesthemp.com and use the code OLR for 20% off as well. And Paleo Magazine, great recipes, products, and articles, and all-around wellness. And of course, the Well-Being Journal is heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. And KetoMed, one of our newest sponsors, Ketogenic Metabolic Nutrition. You can find them at ketomed.com and use the code OLR for $40 off your order and free shipping. And of course, Nature's Plate, who's in studio with us today, plant-based meals to go. I was going to them before they became a sponsor, and that's how they became a sponsor, because I wanted more people to know about their fabulous meals to go, their little mini, what do you call it, a restaurant? It's still a restaurant.
You can eat there. And
you
we
can,
may, yeah.
You can. Oh, yeah, that's right. There are a couple benches in the one that I go to in Lake Highlands.
And in Lake Highlands, we make smoothies, too. I probably wouldn't go as far as a restaurant, but yes.
Yeah, close enough. Right.
But we have fresh food.
So. But check them out, you guys, because their food really is good. It's naturesplate.com. You have three locations now?
We do. Yeah.
Lake Highlands.
And Preston and Forest, and then in Plano on Preston Road, almost in Frisco, right?
Yeah.
Just south of 121.
Yeah. And you won't be disappointed. I guarantee it. Mo, were you going to say something?
Yes.
What?
When you guys. When you guys were talking earlier about you don't have to be vegan or plant-based all the time. You could ease into it. You can do it one day a week. And a lot of, I think everyone knows about Meatless Mondays. That's
kind of a
popular thing to do. But you were talking also about ketosis and people that eat a ketogenic diet, which is heavily based in fats, animal fats, and meats.
Well, and dairy.
And dairy, which is fine to a degree, but so is plant-based. And if you look at it from an ancestral point of view, we didn't always have meat readily available. Mm-hmm. There wasn't always a fresh kill to be had. So you had to subsist off being a gatherer versus a hunter.
Right.
So there are seasons. You know, in Ayurvedic medicine, you eat with the seasons. So there's a time in the winter where greens and plants don't grow as readily available, where you are on more of a ketogenic, higher fat diet. But in the spring and in the summer, when you have berries and fruits and tubers, that's when then you could eat more of a plant-based diet, again, when it's readily available.
Actually follow the rhythms of the earth, if you will.
It's an ebb and flow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you guys, this morning he did a video that he, and I asked him, I said, is that the, because he had that shirt on that says Sympathy Box. He did an Instagram video, which we put on our feed, and it was about experiences. Mm-hmm. I feel that way about food, that people need to open their minds and their palates to experience all different types of food as well.
Absolutely. And it's a fear-based thing.
It is a fear-based thing. So why are we so fearful about certain types of food?
I think it's the unknown, right? And it's that's what being fearful is about, is stepping into the unknown, but making sure that you kind of check all the boxes so that you don't let that fear contain you. And the same thing with food.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to feel when I eat this. I'm not sure what this is going to do to my body.
Right.
But if you do your research and say, hey, I'm going to eat this plant-based vegan meal, and I'm looking at the ingredients, I see there's not a lot of processed food or ingredients in it. So I'm taking that fear and I'm doing my due diligence in researching this and eliminating those factors that could harm me.
Well, and a lot of times people don't want to spend money when they're, I'm probably not going to like that, you know? And so the first time I ever had your food, it was the chickpea buffalo. What's it called?
Buffalo chickpea salad.
And you served it with little, it was so great, you guys. It was so good. They served it in these little cups with little tiny stalks of celery. And it was like, you know, and of course my history, you know, buffalo wings.
Oh, yes.
I crave that flavor. I do. I love a good buffalo sauce. And so for me, it was so satiating. And then to have the celery with it.
That's a big endorsement.
A big endorsement. And it's a fantastic like little party appetizer to put out in a bowl or in cups. You know, I think it was Easter. I did the Easter spread completely from your food, all plant-based. And people loved it. They absolutely loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. And those are like, I mean, that buffalo chickpea, it also has a really clean ingredient list and has even vegetables in it, like celery and onions.
Right.
And And it's primarily chickpeas along with the spices and stuff. Well, but even the sauce is clean. So.
Yeah, and you guys, we'll talk about the ingredients, about the no oil and all that. But I want to give a shout out for the untuna salad too, because my my youngest daughter doesn't like fish. She thinks it's gross. She'll never eat it, but she loves the untuna salad that you make on those little sesame crackers, because it has bits of apples in it. And I don't know how you get it to taste like tuna, but it tastes like tuna salad.
It has kelp in it, so it does have some fishy taste to it. So it's cool that she likes it.
Yeah.
I mean, that, because it does have a fishy taste to it. But
not too fishy.
No, we control it because we don't want, like, obviously it's measured anyway. But yeah, we don't want it to be overwhelmingly fishy.
Well, let's talk about the oils that you don't use and why that's so important. And Dr. Riz, who's been on the show before, has talked at length about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is, obviously, being a vascular surgeon, is a lot more of an expert on it than we are. But there are a lot of studies and things that we other people that we follow and classes we've taken and books that we've read and that kind of thing. But we do use small amounts of olive oil in some of our food, but for the most part, we are doing away with it, and we're developing more and more menu items that don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we mark the items that have no added oil, which is true of everything that we brought here today. So the main thing about oil is that it's not a whole food. It is the fat extracted from another food. And that food may very well be healthy in its whole form and provide good, healthy fat. But when you extract the oil from it, you no longer have the fiber and the other nutrients that came along with that oil. So that's one of the reasons. And then there are also studies, especially for people who already have heart disease or even already have high LDL, when they cut the added oil out of their diet, along with going plant-based and eating a high-fiber diet and getting
sugar,
low sugar, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Their LDL drops very quickly, and they've even reversed heart disease that way. So if you don't, I mean, that may not mean that everybody needs to avoid it entirely, but if we don't need it, then why eat it?
Yeah.
And it's...
Like my homemade Mediterranean rolls dipped in olive oil from time
to time. Well, I think that goes back to what we were talking about earlier. It's like we all have to make our choices about, when we're going to be, I think it is about basing most of what you eat around what you know is healthiest, and then making your decisions about what else you're going to eat aside from that, whether that's cookies or, we were talking about Cheetos earlier for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't
and part
know why,
of it,
but
it's, like in my history, my family was in the bread business. And so it's like in my blood. I have cousins still that make bagels in New Jersey and sell them to the Jews in New York.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think bread is part your daily bread, but it has to be good quality bread too. You know, we need to consider everything that we put in our body on a daily basis. Okay, so for the summer is here. Any more tips that you guys have for our listeners about easy, nutritious summer eating?
Well, I think we were talking about fruits and vegetables. I mean, the main thing there, I think, is to have those accessible, like cut them up ahead of time, whether just a mini meal prep, even just for fruits and vegetables, clean them, chop them up, and have them in the fridge so you or your kids can grab them easily. If you've got some good healthy dips to go with them, like a healthy ranch dressing, ours or make it yourself, but have it there, and that makes those vegetables more appealing. And put the other food away, because if there is a bag of chips sitting in the pantry, when you go to the kitchen, even if you have prepared veggies in the refrigerator, it's very hard to resist that bag of chips in the pantry.
It is. It really is. It is. And I mean, we all succumb to it from time to time. But it's been so great having you guys in studio. It was a question I wanted to ask you, but I forgot. I can't remember what it is.
Well, thank you. It's great being here.
I've been very forgetful the last couple of days, but it happens, right? So that's why you're another reason that your nutrition is so important. You got to get those vitamins in. We've got a great show continuing on here with Mo Brossette, Why Fear is Necessary. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. You, didn't she, with that song? Diamond is she's a mystery. She knows what everyone likes, and she, like, I swear she, like, reads your mind before you come in studio.
I can't take credit for this one, though. This one was Marie. So, Marie.
Okay, it was Marie. All right, everyone.
But thank you for the compliment.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you always rock it. Diamond Gray, welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond, Marie, and Aviana. And we have Annette Baker and Marianne Lacco in studio with us. And Mo Brossette, so good to have him back. He is currently the Director of Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. Mo has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is an expert on human behavior, mindset, movement, and nutrition. He uses techniques learned personally and in his work with athletes of every level to help his clients manage stress, reduce pain, and achieve goals. Mo has helped many public and private companies through the implementation of his corporate mindset program, BrossettePerformance.com. So good to have you back. Okay, today we're talking about why fear is necessary, and we're going to continue with reframing self-talk.
Talk
to reach your goals continued. Okay, here we go. So why is fear necessary, Mo?
Everyone feels fear.
Yep.
I don't know where this concept came up years ago of being fearless. And I don't know where, I was thinking about this last week. I was driving around and it popped in my mind of people trying to be fearless. And we think that if we feel fear, it's bad, right? And if we feel fear, then obviously we shouldn't do that thing. But the contrary is true with what I was talking about earlier with the nutrition. When you feel a fear of doing something nutritionally that you aren't sure of, do your due diligence and check out the ingredients and see, research it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to feel fear. Everyone has that. But you know, there's a great quote that says, fear won't kill you, but it will contain you. And it can keep you from doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that are afraid to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some legitimate phobias, but by and large, we just feel that the second we feel anxious or afraid or nervous, then we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And it's absent of physical pain.
Well, anxiety is at an all-time high in this country.
Absolutely.
Like, all-time high. People are so darn nervous all the time. They've got so much anxiety, so full of fear. Like, what's at the root of it, do you think?
The root of it right now is comparison.
Oh.
Yep.
It's yeah.
Social media in comparison.
Wow.
And the fear of rejection, because we don't know how to be rejected anymore. I'm actually about to start working with a company, and a large volume of their employees are millennials and kids coming out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I've got to work with them on is helping these young adults get over the fear of bringing new ideas to this company in order to make it flourish. Because they said their feedback is, well, we're afraid to even bring these ideas to the table because we don't want you to judge us, and we're afraid we're going to get fired.
Well, and people don't like to feel rejection.
Right.
But rejection is so necessary for growth.
That's literally just your opportunity to go back and learn a little bit more.
Yeah, and grow and learn and be stronger.
Right. Like Thomas Edison is my favorite example. I can't remember. There are multiple things.
Oh, yeah.
Right. How many times did he fail trying to get the light bulb to turn on?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he was nervous every time he did that?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I get nervous before I before I come on the show.
I get nervous too.
Because we want, but we get nervous because we want to do it right.
Ask anyone. Yeah. I get nervous every single day a little bit, you know, because I am a perfectionist and I want to provide our listeners with the best content I can and make them laugh, hopefully, and find one little thing that will improve their life every day. And I take it very seriously. So I do get very fearful.
But what you do
but
is,
I want people to like me too, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So. But you don't not do the radio show. You do your homework.
But I do it
You've got all your notes.
Yeah.
And that's facing the fear. And what we do at Adaptive Training Foundation with our athletes, veteran and civilian alike, you know, if you have an amputation, if you're a spinal cord injury, you have to face your fears. It is essential literally for your livelihood. So you know, we have a girl right now in our program who was hit by a 6-foot wave on her honeymoon in Maui in September and was in broke her neck. So she's a quadriplegic, right?
Oh, my God.
Spent several months in the hospital. But she came into our program using a walker. She could use her legs a little bit. Fast forward 9 weeks, and now I have video of her just basically running across the gym floor.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
She's getting up by herself off the ground. She is terrified of falling again. But what do? We make her do that on a daily basis.
Right.
Because if we didn't do that, she would be stuck in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
So you have to face your fears.
She got hit by a wave.
6-foot wave. And this is not the first time. There have been several people that this has happened to. And she was actually counseling another lady who the same thing happened to, I think, in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But this individual who she was talking to is at her home. She never leaves her home. She has everything brought to her. She's never taken a step. She's in her wheelchair because she's afraid of everything.
Wow.
And that's what's been taught to her. Whereas in our case, we're like, hey, you've got to get up. You can move. You've got tone in your legs. They will move. So let's start moving them.
Well, and I love what you're doing with all the veterans. Mm-hmm. I really do. I admire and respect it so much. You want to tell our listeners about the little rings that we earned from the 22 push-ups that we did?
That
was so
much fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah. Well, and so if you guys saw that last week, they did 22 push-ups to raise awareness for the fountain.
Marie kind of
did push-ups. I'm laughing because Marie. Can we do push-ups and get a ring?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah,
I can. I will bring
it
back
anytime. After the show.
Yeah, absolutely. But
if Marie can get a ring.
Well, and that's the thing. We have athletes that are in wheelchairs that do the push-ups. We just modify it. But the reason we do those push-ups is to bring awareness to the 22 men and women, servicemen and women that commit suicide every day because of PTS.
Yeah.
And traumatic brain injury. So it's about bringing in what that's about, though. A lot of that is the fear.
The fear.
And it's about talking and about having the conversation. So especially with veterans, giving them the ability to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And to face the fear of walking up to another human being and saying, "Hey, man, I'm not good," because I don't want to seem weak, especially if I'm this hard military individual. But it's about facing that fear and saying, "Hey, I'm not okay. This is not comfortable."
Yeah.
So that's what you guys did last week, and you did 22 push-ups to raise awareness for that foundation.
It is something, about when you go through something that you're already, like, I'm afraid of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I had to kill a snake back about 4 or 5 months ago, I guess it was. But I, even though I hated to kill, it was a poisonous snake, and it was going to strike me. And actually, my dog Jeff saved my life. But the point of what I'm trying to tell you is I no longer have as much fear from facing that. And now I just walk outside like a badass, and I know where my shovel is with my and I keep them in different spots, but I'm not as afraid as I used to be.
That's the whole point. And it's not about not ever being afraid. Are you still scared of snakes?
Yeah.
Yes, but you know now.
Poisonous ones.
Right, but now you know how to properly handle that reptile, right?
Yeah. Now you know what to do. Hello, snake.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi, snake.
And I apologize I killed him, just for the record.
Yeah.
I felt terrible. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I have to do this.
But a lot of people a lot of people in that environment literally will not go back. They might not go back out into their yard. They will never go back to that spot again.
Well, because of all the dogs that I have, the snake would have bit one of the dogs or myself. And,
exactly.
Yeah. So take him out of the game.
It's almost primal for you.
Okay. Well, okay. So, you know, how, what do I say? Should you, if you feel fear, you're saying you should do it anyway, no matter what, right? You just should. Or are there any questions you need to ask yourself first so you don't traumatize yourself?
If we're talking about wingsuit jumping off a cliff, we should probably do a little bit more due diligence.
Yeah.
But the common things that we're afraid of, yes, I think you should do that. But you have to make a plan. Don't just go into it blind.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to have a bad experience, and that's where you can have a traumatic event that will stick with you. But yes, if you're afraid of something, find something that's doable first. That's what I would tell you.
Well, you know, you you brought up that you know you've dealt with people that are or you know people that have, are even afraid to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I actually had a friend once. I mean, we were still kind of friends, but that was afraid to go outside. And I was thinking, you know, how on earth does someone get into that space? How do they get so fearful that they can't even walk outside? And how can they prevent that from happening?
I think all they focus on from the moment they wake up is the fear and all the can'ts and all the things that will go wrong. Instead of, in as far as neuroplasticity goes, rewiring their brain before you even get out of bed, stop thinking about, I can't do this, or I don't want to do this, I'm afraid of this.
Yeah.
Think about all the things that will go right and start to see that and visualize it. And once you create that in your mind and your brain starts to recognize that as a pattern, then you're able to step outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's little steps at a time, literally, maybe just one step.
Well, so that's what facing your fears looks like, is one little steps, baby
it's not,
steps.
Yeah, it's not taking on this massive thing. It's literally the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Stick your toe in the water.
Right. Well, and fear is one of the most natural emotions that we fear, that we experience as humans.
Yes.
It's part of our survival.
Mm-hmm. Athletes are a prime example. Everyone sees, you know, extreme athletes. They see fighters. They see the guys in the X Games. They're like, oh, those guys are fearless. They are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Every fighter, every pro fighter will tell you they are deathly, well, not deathly, but they are afraid before every fight.
Tom Brady is afraid before a game. I've read that before.
Yeah, but they make sure that they've trained well, they've studied their opponent, they've done, again, their due diligence, and they've taken the steps. If it's a fighter, they've gotten punched in the face, and they've realized, I'm still alive.
Yeah.
It's as good. Right?
Yeah.
And they use that as confidence, just like you did with the snake.
Yep. Took care of it.
Bingo.
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
It's so great to have you in studio.
Thank
it really
you.
Is. Marianne and Annette, you guys, are you ready to do those 22 push-ups?
Yes,
to earn
absolutely.
Your ring?
Okay. I think I put us out there for that.
So. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's been great having everyone in studio today. It really has. I hope you enjoyed the show, all of you out there listening. And you know what? I love doing this show. Thank you so much for listening, because you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today. Be fearless and make the most of it.